to the Steve Cochran Show.
Time for the most valuable person on the planet. Just ahead of that, got a lot of great texts. Also got a couple people going, come on, Steve, sounds like an infomercial. You know, this is why we got to get past this for mental health treatment. If you're not suffering from any sort of depression or issues, God bless you. You know, count your blessings. But an awful lot of people are, including people you love. And if I had spent three segments talking about a new breakthrough treatment for cancer or heart disease, you wouldn't be accusing me of doing an infomercial. So I look forward to talking about mental health breakthroughs whenever they're possible and anything else that might help you guys and me and the rest of us. Moving on to the most valuable person on the planet. We bring him on right now. He's Jason Hardesty. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Good.
Jason, I got pictures of you holding all sorts of doggies. You want to explain yourself, or should I tell people your story?
You can start, and I can fill in what you kind of miss.
You're a UPS driver, and your favorite thing to do is to be positive on your route, and you love taking pictures of great dogs and you smiling along. By the way, you got a great smile, dude. So does your dog friends. You collect these pictures of your people's dogs as you drop off packages, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So where do you live?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
That was my mom's favorite town. Now, why is New Orleans filled with all the good-looking dogs?
I think it's definitely, you know, the vibe that the people have. You know, it's very laid back, so the dogs are very laid back, and, you know, we're just positive people, positive dogs, and, of course, good-looking people.
Two things. First of all, I don't know how you did this, but every photo, the dog is looking at the camera. Anyone who's tried to take a picture of a dog, that is not always the case, so kudos to you. I also
Well, he's probably hanging cheese from the camera. What are you doing?
So basically the owner takes the pictures and I hold the dogs and they're basically saying, you know, calling the dogs names. They do yell treat a lot. So, of course, which gets a smile and attention very easily.
And the other thing is you've had to, you're very disciplined. You only allow yourself to take pictures with the dogs on Fridays because this obviously is time consuming and you've got routes to do, right?
Right, correct.
If you see the hashtag Pups of Jay hashtag, that's Jason Hardesty. You've been driving for 7 years. When did this start?
This started about 2 years ago. So my old area was not really family oriented a lot. So it was very family oriented. So dogs are very protective because there's a lot more kids. And now the area I'm in now, there's less kids, so the dogs are more friendly, and you know they want to play more than you know protect.
How many dog pictures do you think you've taken?
Oh, probably over 30, maybe 50. I'm not sure.
100.
So yeah, a lot. Too many to count. Yeah.
So my dog, anytime a UPS truck pulls up in front, goes crazy, starts barking.
Good way or bad way? Like, I'm so excited the UPS guy's here.
In a protective way.
Oh, okay.
And there are no little kids in our house or next door. So what would you suggest? How do I get them past that?
You know, it's kind of hard because on my route there are houses with no kids and there's still dogs that come up and bark and just basically how they feel about it. Most of the time it's the truck because they do not like the beeping of the truck. They don't like the loud truck, you know.
Okay.
But if you come up to the door and they see that you're friendly, you're okay, then they're okay with you. But also sometimes they could just be like, I still don't like you. So it's hit or miss, kind of.
What I've suggested for Dave is that he run out and leap into the arms of his UPS driver to show his dog, Ozzy, that it's okay.
I wouldn't recommend that.
What?
No, Jason, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not a good idea.
I'm sure people love Jason on his route. I love our UPS driver because I order everything online, and every day that he shows up with a box, it's the happiest day. It's like Christmas year-round, so I'm sure people do want to embrace you because I'm just short of hugging my UPS driver.
Well, I can tell you right now, Jason, you're doing a good thing because you're making people happy. Have you been peed on?
No, not yet. Luckily.
Yeah, and by the way, you're the only guest I've ever asked that question of, and I've done this for a long time. Listen, there's a lot of terrible things on the internet, and you're not one of them. So that in and of itself is worth a look. Where do we see your pictures?
You can find me at jhardesty on Instagram. And if you just want to look at the hashtag, go to Instagram and hashtag pups of Jay, J-A-Y.
Thanks for making the world a better place, my friend. Hold the line if you would. You're the most valuable person on the planet.